Giants fans, welcome to Giants.com. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. A big day for the New York Giants. After his 9 years with the Big Blue, Justin Tuck announces his retirement and retires as a Giant. Justin, obviously, you get drafted by the Giants. 9 years here, 60 and a half sacks. Can you believe that you're retired?
Well, I think, when you think about being 33 years old and saying a retirement word, you know, my dad would be very disappointed in that fact. But, I mean, it's been a good run. I definitely had great memories here and knew when the time came that this is what I wanted to do as far as retiring a Giant. Considering all the greats that have played here, I feel very blessed to be, you know, mentioned with a few of them.
You were drafted in the third round out of Notre Dame. What was your expectation level as to what your pro career might be like?
My expectation was just to come in and try to help this team get back to where it had been. Obviously, being here and getting an opportunity to work behind OC and Stray. And just, you know, being in New York City, I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted that to be a part of my legacy.
You won two Super Bowls, both of them against Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the Patriots, which is a pretty big accomplishment. And so on. Why were you able to raise the level of your game in the biggest games?
Regardless if you're playing in front of one person or you're playing in front of millions, if you love what you're doing and if you focus on that, then that's what it is. So I think in big games, I kind of tricked my mind into saying that, you know, I'm just in Kelton, Alabama, you know, playing with my brother in the backyard, and approached it that way. And at the end of the day, everything we did at the Super Bowl, we did in practice.
We ain't playing the Super Bowl. We playing the Patriots. Don't make it bigger than what it is.
You know, why put that much pressure on yourself to say that, oh, I'm playing in front of, you know, 250 countries or whatever it may be that the Super Bowl era is? Just go out and play the game like you always played it. And for me, it worked that way.
We are world champions. Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
What are you going to miss the most about it?
I would say a combination of the locker room and the guys and the competition. Regardless of what I go on and do next, I don't think you get any feeling like, you know, going out in front of 80,000+ on a Sunday and fighting with your team against guys that are definitely trying to do the same thing. That part of it, I don't think you can replace.
As you move on to the next chapter in your life, what do you say to the Giant fan watching this right now?
From what I do outside of sacking quarterbacks or, you know, leading a football team, nothing much is going to change. You know, I'm still implanted in this community. I still plan on being very vocal and visible in creating change through my Rush for Literacy programs. And being a part of this franchise in any capacity that they feel needed, that won't change. So I don't look at it as a retirement. I like the word transition.
That is the end. Thanks, guys.
The late Wellington Mara had a phrase, once a Giant, always a Giant.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you, especially as you retire as a Giant?
To retire a Giant, I'm thankful to the Mara family, the Tisch family, thankful to have the opportunity to be a part of the greatest franchise in football history. And I'm not saying that as an opinion. I feel like that's a fact, considering all the people that make up this great organization from top to bottom and play in front of the best fans. And it has definitely been one hell of a ride for a guy from Kelton, Alabama. I mean, I don't know if anybody understands how much of a long shot that is to have had the career that I've had here and have been a part of the special times here. I'm completely honored and humbled by it.